Hello, hello, good morning. This is 99.3 Nigeria Info. My name is Wemimo Adewuni on Table Talk. And I promise you, every single time that I listen to that promo, I've got this smile on my cheeks like, hey, we have fun on this show as much as we're hitting the hard truth and we're having tough conversations. It's really nice doing this with you again this morning. And we can join the show live on Facebook and YouTube, Nigeria Info 99.3, where you can leave me your thoughts on the show. You can also go on to WhatsApp 08095975805. This is praying and hoping that the phone lines agree. If the phone lines agree to work with us today, you'll be calling me on 0700 993 993 993. Female callers have a line, and that's 01465719 0. If you are on Twitter, the page is Nigeria Info FM on Twitter, so leave us a comment also on the conversation. As usual, in case it's your first time show, Table Talk is a gendered show. What this means is that we talk about issues that affect women and, of course, the men in their lives, because we all coexist on this planet, right? My goal on this show is to ask the tough question of why, pushing the boundary of thought so that we can question our decisions about the things we do, the things that we have accepted as culture, and ask, is it really good? Why do we do this? And why do we continue to do this? The show is in two parts. It's Table Talk, so it's me inviting you over to the table. The first half is the appetizer, where I tell you just a bit of what the weekend was like. It's a no-comment zone. Just listen and enjoy. And then we go on to the main dish, where you come and get served on the table. Welcome to the show.
Here's the appetizer on Table Talk.
The appetizer on Table Talk this weekend, I had a lot of time to think, about relationships. And sincerely, one of the worst things that could happen to you in your life is to have, if you have people who are against you but pretend to be friends. You see, I saw a post on Twitter, and sincerely, it resonated. You know, if people are against you and they come to your face and say it, you know, you already know where your problem is and how you can tackle it. But if you have people, you don't have to say, if you want to talk to me direct. When you have people doing back corner work, then you know that, hey, wahala deal. So I posted a prayer on Twitter this morning to say this week, may God save you, may God help you from friendly enemies. And if you are that person, it's really a very terrible place to be, right? I believe in, you know, facing somebody and saying, okay, this is it, and I take a walk. It's not compulsory to be friends, but if you're going to be a friend, be a worthy friend. If you don't like someone, don't be a friend with them. It's not by force, right? So just keep that at the back of your mind this week as you go on to your workplace. It's good to trust people, but also trust with your eyes open. Your Bible say is the eyes that the crab. This is me doing a direct translation. A crab watches its head with his eyes. Ojulalakofinshori.com. All right, let's go on to the main dish on the show.
Now to the main dish on Table Talk. Table Talk.
For those of you who follow me on social media, especially on Twitter at Wemimo. Sport, you already know what we're talking about today, right? Today I have just a very simple question, and I expect a simple answer. No, but I know it could get complicated. And the question today is, why? You know, I love to ask why. You know, why is marriage referred to as settling down? So you hear your parents say, you're getting old, you need to settle down. You hear your friends say, Oga, settle down now. Madam, auntie, settle down. Why is it a settling down? I mean, for me, while thinking about that, it's denoted, you know, a concept of, turn down the volume on your awesomeness or something, you know. And this is for male and female. So for those of you, most of the conversation might be geared towards those who are already married. And I want to ask you, in what way did you settle down after marriage? Is it actually a settling down? Because if something settles, it means it was up, then it now settles down. Abby, That's what it means. So why do we say, oh, why have you not settled down? Oh, your mates have settled down. Only you. What does settle down really mean? And if you're married, male or female, call me and let me know. In what particular ways have you settled down since you got married? 0700-993-993-993. Female callers, 0146-57-190. Good morning, hello.
Good morning.
Thank you for calling. What's your name?
My name is Warelaifa.
No, I didn't get that.
Warelaifa.
Warelaifa. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Marriage is settling down indeed.
Tell me
because
about it.
Because when you get married, you become more responsible. As you begin to grow your family, there are lots of things for you to do. First, you begin to buy Pampers. you begin to remember that there's somebody at home waiting for you.
Yes.
You can't just gallivant.
But there are people who are married who still gallivant, in your words.
They are not responsible. If you gallivant, if you close from work and you're not going home, you're going to beer parlor.
To hang out with the boys.
But if you are free, if you are single, your address could be anywhere. You can be a rolling stone. When you are married, you can't be a rolling stone.
Is that your address can be anywhere? Thank you for calling. Good morning, hello.
Good morning, Remy.
Welcome to the show. What's your name?
This is Pastor Ladipo, calling from Orelegum.
Thank you for calling.
Why it's called settling down is because you have decided to become responsible and start raising a family.
So this responsible thing, because that's what the first caller also said.
Me, I'm coming.
Oh yeah, come.
Now, the reason why I said is core responsibility is because you are no longer thinking for yourself alone.
Mm.
You now have a home, a place, and people or someone to settle down with to
that
spend
goes,
the rest
that goes
of your life with. Thank you.
All right. So that means before you got married, you were not responsible. Because my thought was that it takes a responsible person to find a partner, I'm talking both ways, and decide to build a family together. So which part of you settled? You mean because you have children, it is settling down? Like in what? You've not convinced me, Sha. Good morning, hello.
Hello, Emma.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome to the show.
How are the boys?
They're well, thank you.
Settling down means responsibility. Yoruba man will say, are you a bale?
You say, are you a follow, okay, tell any?
Yeah, you don't follow, okay, now. All this way, you are doing before. People like us, we have done that. Until when we went to the labor room, brought out a life, I said, now begin with this. 2 days I did not sleep.
Wow.
I know that I'll be responsible for that child or the children that will come after.
Hmm.
So settling down, it means responsibility. This child is crying. This child needs food. This child needs breast milk.
The definition and the explanation you're giving me is that you have added responsibilities. I believe as an adult who is old enough to get married, you already had some responsibilities. Settling down connotes that you were up, now you are down.
So
are you?
The responsibility you have before is for the family.
Yes.
Your family, the family you are coming from. But this one is your own.
Yeah, it is still responsibility, isn't it?
Yes, now. It's responsibility. You make sure that everything goes well in the house, particularly with the women.
And so that means you...
We are the governors of our house.
Yeah, but when you were in your father's house now, right, you also had responsibility towards them. What's changed is the people that you have responsibility towards. So why is that settling down? That's just addition. In my opinion, I mean, if you were not a responsible person, I believe no woman would have married you. The same thing for a man. No man will come marry you unless they assess you and they think that you're a responsible adult. So why is it as in, it's like you put, you put sand and, you know, whatever, let's say clay. You put it in water and then you mix it. Then you now leave it for a while, it should not go down. So you need to tell me specifically what about you settled down when you got married. Hello, good morning. Sorry about that. Please call again. Good morning, hello. Good morning.
Hello.
Yes, good morning. Thank you for calling.
Yes, good morning. My name is Folarin.
Welcome, Folarin.
Okay.
So wait, what part of you settled down? Are you married, first of all?
Yes, I am.
Have you settled down?
Yes, I am.
In what way?
Okay. You see, settling down involves multiple things. Mm. Number one, you know, to hunt what you call dating, relationship, it's amongst options.
Hmm.
Do you agree with that?
You have no Igbara and Igboro, Abi.
Say again.
You have no Igbara and Igboro. That's Yoruba English.
Not exactly like that. Because you would not just stand up and like, the Spirit of God told me to pick you and I pick you.
But some people say that too. Forget.
Well, agreed. Some people say that. But when you enter, the true colors will show. You hear a lot of things. They say, I was pretending until we're married before you show his true colors.
So you were a hunter. What are you now?
Not exactly. My people look over me now.
But you are the one that said hunting now. Shefi, I was just using...
That's the thing, because, you know, it's among varieties.
Huh.
Or rather, options, because you have your specifications. You have to search. You have to look for somebody. That act of searching, looking for, it's a level of agitation. So, until you now get to where you are going to,
I have arrived.
You are settling down. That's one part.
Second part.
The second part, you know, a man will have to leave his father and mother and what? Cliff. You will have to move from the barracks where you are. You and your sibling, your father, your mother, your kukuyu. You have to leave there and a clinch. You know that's what the Bible talks about.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
So you buy super glue.
When you get out from your family and cliff to your wife, you will now settle down.
You will settle
and
down.
There are many more settle down.
Thank you so much for calling. So this connotes, you people, you are deceiving somebody. It's either you are deceiving me or you are deceiving yourselves. So this connotes, if I will go by the number of calls that we've had, this connotes that when you get married, after knowing Igbara and Igboro, some of you will not understand what that means. Yoruba will say, oh, no, Igbara, oh, no, Igboro. That means you've searched all over north, south, east, and west for the person. So this means that you found the person and there will be no other person to be found, because if you settle down, you cannot be double dating, you cannot be having side chick, you cannot be having a secret wife outside. Are we communicating? Good morning, hello.
Hey, good morning.
Put off your radio. 2 seconds. 1, 2. You ready?
Yeah, so it's off.
Welcome to the show. What's your name, sir?
This is Oliezu of Odogbolu.
Mm-hmm.
Settling down.
Mm.
I'm not dating out. I'm not a water, but I'm a human being.
So have you settled down?
Yeah, I've settled down since 1985, that is when I settled down.
Wow. So before you got married and after you got married, what things about you actually settled down?
Well, at the waka for town, yes. And I waka without control.
Oh my word.
So I'm just going here and there. Like the Bible says that the devil is going through and through.
Looking for who to devour.
No, looking for whom to destroy. So that time that I really go to the last bus stop, I didn't get to the bus stop. I was looking at the bus stop.
Uh-huh.
Then I said, before I reach there, let me play the final game.
Hey.
You're not so before I finally get to the settling down the bus stop.
Yes.
I've already rounded up the other side.
Wow. What
and
a player.
I put a cross line. So anybody that crossed that line, you are in trouble. You understand? That's how it happened.
Okay.
So when I settle down, I have to know that, yes, now I become a man. The children have started coming. I am preparing for school fees.
I'm preparing
for house rent. Maybe that time that I'm still walking around the borough now without control.
Yeah.
I never know how to pay a house
rent. You were living with somebody who was paying all the bills.
Yeah. yes, with morning food, afternoon food, then pocket money. This no, that is no more again. I've become a man of
That's it.
So
thank you.
All those things is part of settling down. I've come to digest it. The thing has gone down.
Wow.
I've shaped it and I've dissolved everything. And I've become the chief. The chief commander of my home.
Thank you so much for calling. Let's go on to WhatsApp and take a few comments from there. So you're sending me a voice note. What am I supposed to do with that? Play it. Modline says, settling down means that you stop womanizing for men or changing men for women. You stick to one person for life legally. Another one is here from Charles Chi Dozier. I'm a single guy and I'm responsible for many things. So I don't get what these people mean by getting married makes you responsible. Exactly. In fact, there are some single people who have more responsibilities than married people. It will shock you. If I think that some people refuse to even think about marriage because already they're neck deep in responsibilities. So I'm not sure that marriage is what made you responsible. I mean, you must have at least an ounce of responsibility before getting married. That's my opinion. Let's take a few more calls. Hello.
Hello.
Good morning. What's up your radio?
Good morning.
Welcome to the show. What's your name?
Yeah, my name is Shew. I'm calling from Ikorodu.
Welcome. Have you settled down?
Yeah, I've settled down like 5 years ago. I think my own, I would rather use the word marriage will humble you. That marriage will let you settle down. Because as when I was a single guy, what I think people mean about settling down is that there are some things, once you get married, you have to drop them. Like when I was a single guy, I might decide that from work, I'm not going home because I have nobody to report to.
Absolutely.
That to say.
Mm-hmm.
And also, but when you get married, you start paying bills. Your wife comes in, a little sense of responsibility is added to what you're doing before.
Mm-hmm.
And when the children start coming, you will know that when you start paying bill, you will be humbled. There's no how you will not humble yourself once you start paying bill. Nobody will tell you.
Right.
Even if you have numerous girlfriends before, you start dropping them one by one. By
because
yourself,
no money to fund it.
You
need money to fund side chicks, right?
Yeah, so many things will humble you. That's why I want to replace that settle down with humbling.
Humbling.
With humility.
Hmm.
You will become humble automatically. It's only if you don't want to, you don't have a bearing for your life that you will continue with that life. So, and it like that other guy said, responsibility, finance is only part of it.
Mm-hmm.
That guy that I said is a single guy.
Yeah.
When you get married, you see your kids. Like myself again, before I got married, I was taking a lot of risk. But once I got married and I had kids, I know that I don't want to die now. I want my children to see me. I want to see my children.
Yeah.
So it humbles you in so many ways. Not only financially.
Right.
There are some things that you know that you're living for not only yourself.
Right.
Now.
Right.
So you become humble more than when you are a single guy.
Wow.
So
thank
it's more
you.
Than it's not. It's more. It's beyond the finances only.
Hmm.
So many things are involved. Oh,
Welcome
now.
Hmm. So let me subtitle. Thank you very much. Let me subtitle in English. It said you don't want your child to become parentless or to become children to another person. That's a literal translation, but it means you don't want your kids to become orphans. Let's go on to Facebook. Uzoma Oparucha. Responsibility here means in terms of relationships that one now stops looking here and there and not be and you are now responsible and not be I don't understand. My take about marriage is that marriage makes you responsible. Okay. Nana Sunday, the reason I think he's referring to as settled down in marriage means a condition where a man or woman focuses on a particular person or lover, concentrates on building a home of his own instead of sleeping around or engaging in both relevant and irrelevant things. Nana, thank you for your message. Black Zta, how do you call this your name? How can you rule over a woman when you cannot even rule your own head first as a human with free will? Good question. Good question. Where are the ladies? Where are thou? Good morning, hello.
Hello.
Good morning. Put off your radio. You ready?
Hello, one more.
Good morning.
Yeah, good morning.
Yes, have you settled down?
Hello?
Yeah, I can hear you. What's your name?
Yeah. You know that in my compound, if you are not married, my landlord will not accept you.
What?
Yes, if you are a single guy.
Well, you know that's against the law, sir.
Hello?
It's against the law, right?
It's against the law, but there's a way they see them as in, based on what the topic now.
Mm-hmm.
They see them as in, they see people that marry that they have responsibility.
Mm.
They cannot do anyhow. They can't behave anyhow because of their family.
Right.
Understand?
Right.
So I believe that people that are married, they have more responsibility than those that have not married. Understand?
I hear you. Thank you very much. I'm heading out on a break. I have money to give away today, so stay with me. And before I go, I'll be giving out 20K. You get 20K. So we're going to do 5,000 naira for four people. I'll just pick your call randomly. No question. I'll just pick your call randomly. You give me your name. You stay on the line and you get 5,000. Finish. Four people. That'll be after the break, right? This is Table Talk on 99.3 Nigeria Info. My name is Wemimo Adewunmi. What does it mean to settle down when you're married? Let's talk about that some more when we return from the break.
This is Table Talk with Wemimo Adewunmi.
Welcome back. You are listening to 99.3 Nigeria Info. My name is Wemimo on Table Talk. You all were calling throughout the break, so I need to know, are you calling because you want to talk to me about settling down or because you want the money I want to give away? So you have to be calm, right? Because I'm not giving the money away until 5 minutes before I leave here. So don't call me to say, oh, pick me. Don't do it. Don't do it. Are we cool? Yeah, good. So we return to the phone lines. We're talking about settling down today. What does it mean to settle down to you? And since you got married, what about you settled down? That's what we're looking at on the show today. Let's get on the phone lines. Good morning, hello. Oh, sorry about that. Hello, good morning. Good morning. Okay, I can't hear you. Good morning, hello.
Hello, everyone. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for calling. What's your name?
Florence.
Welcome to the show. Welcome to the show. What's settled down about you? Have you settled down?
I haven't anymore.
Ah, why?
I lost the first one.
Put off your radio. I didn't quite get what you're talking about. You lost what?
The first one now. So I'm to resettle. That's what I'm trying to tell you.
Oh, okay. You settled before. You unsettled now. You want to resettle. Oh, I see.
Yes.
So what does it mean to you to settle down? What part of you settles down?
I didn't quite understand.
Okay, yeah, I'm enjoying calling with money. Good morning, hello.
Action lady.
Good morning, sir.
How are our boys? So
they are fine. One bubble.
Compliment.
Wish the same.
All our callers and listeners, morning.
Welcome.
Action lady.
Yes.
You know, some of us do a lot of sampling.
Eh?
Yes. But I'm not part of those, though.
You know, but you said some of us.
I get the ones that did that then.
Okay.
And then they see me like, how you about to call them?
You get.
I'm telling you. And by the time I settled down, that thing really helped me.
Mm.
Like, if I close work one day, put head for a joint.
Hmm.
Do you understand?
Yeah.
Where?
Oh, your line is really poor. So where? Who are the people? You people, come on. Who are the married people who hang out at joints? There's one just down the road here. So who are they? If everybody has settled down, you go home after work. Good morning, hello.
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for calling. What's your name?
My name is Ngozi.
Ngozi, welcome. So what does settling down mean to you? Please speak into your phone.
I'm speaking honestly.
Okay. Go ahead.
Okay. You know, settling down.
Mm-hmm.
In our African culture, especially this our generation,
mm-hmm.
people think that when you settle down, they say, this person is supposed to be in husband house, or this man, especially sad on women.
Yeah.
And when they see that one has gotten married, whether the man is the right one or not, they say, hey, finally, yeah.
Okay, I'm so sorry. Can't continue with our call. Really, really poor. Please call back if you can. Put off your radio. Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome to the show. What's your name?
My name is Novell.
Novell. What does settling down mean to you? Have you settled down?
Yes,
Tell me about it. What settled, which part of you gonna settle down? What is it that settled down?
Well, settling down to me means living the kind of lifestyle that we're not supposed to do when you are married.
Mm.
Some things like walking up and down, you know, not caring
so,
about.
So, who are the married men and married women who are walking up and down? Since all of you who have called me today, you are not in that category.
Well, it depends on what some people want. But to me, I think marriage to me means living other lifestyle to focus on your life and your family. That's mm-hmm. what.
Okay. I hear you. I'm going to WhatsApp now. Gary, or I don't know how to call your name. I hope it's Gary, or maybe you wanted to write Diary. Says, Wemimo, we are our own problems. Complicating marriage with phrases. How can one marry without being previously settled? Abby, that's a question I've been asking. Says, this phrase has destroyed many relationships and marriages. Please let's change our mindset. So some of the things you hear are, okay, let me, at least one of the things that Yoruba people say, how do I translate this in English? That if you, it's not sweet if I want to say it in English, but it means that if you met someone at the club, for instance, you got together, you liked each other, and then you got married. So after marriage, some people will say that the woman has to settle down by no longer going to the club, but the man can still go. Mm? Oh, he wants to go watch a football match, so he has to go to the club to hang out with the boys. But a woman, you have children, where are you still going? Have you not done all the waka that you should waka in your life? I'm still on WhatsApp. Omotola says, settling down means getting the right partner to continue into real life. So all the life you had before you got married was not real. It wasn't real enough. You said life hustling will continue, but better with two people fighting for life. Okay. I hear you guys. Good morning. Hello. Good morning. Hello. Thank you for
good
calling.
Good morning, Women.
Welcome.
Morning.
What's your name?
Yes, Lucky from Lagos.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. For me, settling down means taking up a responsibility. It doesn't actually mean you are not responsible, but taking up, you have to be responsible for your family, responsible for yourself, you understand. For everybody that is like single, taking up some responsibility,
mm-hmm.
that means you're just doing it for, you know, all the things I just said, you don't throw away, you understand. But
then they do and throw away.
Well, as in, no record for it now. There's no actual record for it.
If you put your siblings through school and everything, you're helping your parents, you're...
Yes, I mean, yes, it's true, but there's no record for it, you understand. How do you mean? That's what I feel. Now, the thing is, taking up a family is being responsible. You are responsible for your family. There's something attached to it, you understand. You're doing it for your brother, for your siblings, for your sisters, for your parents. Yes, it's normal, but what I'm talking about, taking up a family, setting up a family, taking responsibility for your family. If anything happens, they call Mr. This, Mr. That, Mrs. This, Mr. This, you understand? So it's a direct responsibility.
Okay, so where are the single people? What I get from all this conversation is that single people are not responsible. And that everything you do while you're single has no record. You're just, like my caller said, you they do and throw away. So where are the single people? Is that true? Do you also think that you are not living in real life until you get married yet? Huh? Good morning, hello? Hello? Okay, can't hear you. Hello?
Hello?
Good morning. I know you've called before now. Let's give some other people a chance, please. Good morning, hello?
Actually, my call dropped, though. I don't know whether this one will click.
Let's make it quick.
Uh-huh. So, for me, by the time I settled down, it really helped me. Because those days, as a bachelor, if I close from work on Friday evening, my mom really had to move. Then I... But even after I settled down, where I am...
Your line is poor again. I'm so sorry. Good morning, hello? Hello?
The line just cut off.
Your line is poor. That's the problem. It sounds like you're in another planet. Put off your radio.
Okay.
All right. Put it off and call me back. Good morning. Hello.
Hello. Good morning.
Welcome to the show. What's your name?
My name is Joker.
Joker. So what does settling down mean to you, please?
Settling down, my own idea means that you are settling down to face what two people joining together faces. I mean, we face what marriage entails.
Mm.
Yes, because if you go to work, you are in employment and you want to you're going to settle down to face what the job entails. So settling down in marital life means you're settling down to face what marriage entails.
So why do we call it a settling down?
They are settling down.
That means you were unsettled before. Marriage now makes you settled.
Two people joining together, they are settling down to face what it entails.
Okay.
To join it together.
Okay, so maybe one person is the clay, another person is the water. You now mix together, you now settle together. Huh? All right, I'm back on Facebook. Marriage makes you to have sense. Femi Odunsi, it says marriage makes you have sense, real sense. Nana Sunny says some people go marry, yeah, they still no go get sense. Olusegun Oshiyemi says settling down means no more involvement with other people except your chosen partner. Uzoma Okpa, I think I read yours before. Yeah, all right, thank you. Good morning, hello. Okay, please call me back. Hello, good morning.
Hello, I've not called you before now. This is Akibe on the line. I've not called at all.
So who sounded like you?
Okay, maybe.
Okay, go ahead.
The definition of settlement is not well explained by you.
Mm-hmm.
For instance, you are traveling. You are seen on the moon.
Mm-hmm.
So when you get home, you settle, at least you come to your base.
Oh, look at that. That wasn't me. It was a network. Good morning, hello. Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning. What's your name?
Ike calling for my gigging.
Ike, have you settled down?
Limo. I'm doing the reality of settling down.
Oh, you're practicing?
Yes.
Okay.
Like last call, I said, if you train your sibling before marriage, you're wasting your resources or something. I decided.
Is that true? I think it's not right.
Because I'm doing the reality. Before, my plan is to have 5 kids. But with this reality I've done for 12 years, I'm thinking of having only 2. Because the feeding, the clothing, the hospital, when they fall sick, the school fee, man. You know, settling down will make one, you know. You have more sense. Like, I have the sense already. I've learned all the ABC in marriage.
Mm-hmm.
Just to go into it now.
And so, as a single person, you've had so much responsibility. Do you still think that getting married connotes or hands over to you responsibility?
Worry more.
Yeah.
I just have to be honest with you. Marriage is not a child's play.
No, it's not, too. It's not.
This one, I'm facing it. It's not a child's play.
Mm.
It's not. If you know you're not ready for it, don't go into it at all.
Right. Right.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much for calling. All right. Let me see. How much time do I have left? Okay. We still have time for some calls. Good morning. Hello.
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for calling.
Hello?
What's your name? I can hear you. What's your name?
Yeah. It's Nayangma. Tonimo.
Mm-hmm.
Most of us, we are still on the fence.
Eh?
Yes. You see all these men? They ain't settled them. Okay. What? All these people that are under this abuse, where are they? All these men that are sleeping in their palo, have they settled down?
That's my question now, because not everybody who has called me is a saint. All of them have settled down. So who are the people that
sleeping in their palo? Who are those people that is fighting over a side chick? Where are they?
Have they also settled down?
Have they settled down? I don't even know whether they don't know the definition of settling down. Because if they say they have settled down, okay, when they have not married, doesn't mean that they have settled. That's what you ask them. Nobody could prove that.
I mean,
most of us, we are on the fence.
Okay, thank you very much for calling. Okay, I've got a few more minutes to go, so start calling now. And here's what you're going to do. Randomly, I'm going to pick your call. Once I pick your call, no too much talk. Just tell me, go ahead and tell me your name. I'm going to write it down. So you're going to tell me your name. I'll put you offline and then you tell me your number. I hope someone can get your numbers. But stay on the line once I pick your call. It's just randomly. 2 from the male line, 2 from the female line. It could be anybody. Let's go. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning.
5,000 naira is waiting for you. Tell me your name.
My name is Gabriel Alede.
Gabriel Alede. I'm putting you offline to tell me your phone number. Go ahead.
Okay, thanks.
See who's next. Good morning. Hello.
Good morning.
5K is waiting for you. Tell me your name.
My name is Ukaria. Calling from.
Spell that for me. Quick. Rukaya, right?
Ukaria. U-K-E.
Uh-huh.
R-I-A.
R-I-A. What's your surname?
Chikezie.
Spell. Be quick, lady.
C-H-I.
Mm-hmm.
K-E.
Z-I-E.
Yes.
I'm putting you offline. Stay on the line and give me your phone number. All right. Another one from the mail line. Mini Manimo. Hello. Hello. Oh, God. Village people, I can't hear you. Good morning. Hello.
Hello. Good morning.
5K for you. Stay on the line. Tell me your name.
Mustafa Zurakar.
Mustafa with a PH. What's your surname?
Zurakar.
Spell.
Z-U-R.
Z-U-R.
A-K-A-T.
A-K-A-T. Okay. Stay on the line. You're offline. You give me your phone number. Last one, female line. Good morning, hello.
Good morning, ma'am.
All right, so you're next. Tell me your name quickly. I've got a few more seconds.
My name is Ogbonna Ide Eunice.
Ogbonna Eunice. E-U-N-I-C-E. Stay on the line and give me your number.